It's said to have the most isolated population in the world, and it's also the recipient of more than 9 million tourists and 16 billion tourist dollars every single year.
Wow. It's technically located in Oceania, has the most southern point in the U.S., and the tallest mountain in the world. And it's where surfing was born.
Wonder where that is. You're listening to Queer Money, episode 463, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly counties in Hawaii. Now on with the show. The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome back, folks, and welcome to all you newbies. If you have been here before, you know that we are continuing our Queer Cities series. You can catch that whole series by clicking up here if you're watching on YouTube, or the link in your podcast player if you're listening.
Absolutely. Last week, we visited the great state of Illinois. YouTube viewers can watch that particular episode here, or if you're listening, you can click the link in your favorite podcast player. We have some more podcast love, and you know we love the love. This came from Autumn from on YouTube, who said, quote, killing it on the special effects, get them friendos. Well, thank you, Autumn. We appreciate that. But all credit goes to Tessa McKay, our video producer. If you want to see more of Tessa's amazing work and, you know, maybe hire her, please visit tessamckay.com. If you would love to give this series or this episode a thumbs up on your YouTube channel, please do so. And then leave us a comment and let us know how that goes. Also, if you want to rate and review this episode on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, we would love that.
All right. Let's talk about Hawaii. We would love to say that we were coming to you from Hawaii, but we're not. We're coming to you from a sunny,
very close,
temperate day here in Toledo, Ohio.
Just like Hawaii.
Yeah. What's interesting about Hawaii is because of how Hawaii is populated, HRC breaks down Hawaii, not by cities, but by counties. And we also found that data for cities when it comes to the U.S. Census and Zillow are pretty Spartan for cities in Hawaii. So we are matching HRC's data here at the county level rather than the city level, like we do with most states. We wanted to try to make sure that we're comparing apples to apples here when we're looking at data when it comes to cost of living and housing and incomes. So we want to make sure that they're as consistent as we can possibly be. That being said, there were only five counties listed by HRC, and based on the data that we could find from Zillow and the U.S. Census, we have a whopping three counties or islands to compare here. So that's rather unfortunate, but remember that we're talking about maybe a little bit larger geographic area than when we talk about a county versus a city, with the exception of one of them. So even though no city in Hawaii scored, or no county in Hawaii scored a 100, we were quite surprised by this, because more often than not, Hawaii is looked at as one of the more progressive states in the U.S., especially when it comes to LGBTQ equality. As a matter of fact, Hawaii was one of the front runners in the path to marriage equality. Back in 2011, Hawaii passed legislation that permitted civil unions to be granted to same-sex couples, which gave them, and I love this, all of the benefits, rights, and responsibilities you must do of marriage. So they equated civil unions in this case to marriage. And so thank you, Hawaii, and the citizens of Hawaii, for being out of the forefront and doing that.
And the person with whom I had my second longest relationship, second only to David, of course, was from Hawaii, or is from Hawaii. And he often talked about how welcoming Hawaii is for LGBTQ plus people. So that being said, who is the runner up? The runner up county is Hawaii County, which is on Big Island, or it's actually Hawaii County is actually the whole island, but it's called Big Island to help distinguish it from the state. Why did that get our number two spot? Well, HRC gave it a 52 on its municipal equality index rating, which is the lowest of the three counties that we were able to analyze. That being said, home values come in at $544,000 per property, which is the lowest in the state of Hawaii. Rents come in at $2,128 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, also the lowest for the state. Cost of living is 131.9% of the national average, coming in at the lowest for the state. So absorb that a little bit. 131.9% is the lowest cost of living of all the counties in Hawaii. That's crazy. Average income comes in at $72,000 per year, which is the highest here we go, for the state. And then median income comes in at $49,000 per year, which is, again, visiting the lowest for the state.
Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. So our winner is, no surprise, Honolulu. Honolulu is both a city and a county. It is located on the island of Oahu. Honolulu did score the highest number on the HRCA Municipal Equality Index, coming in at 89. Home values were a whopping $854,000 for the average home, which was in the middle. The highest is $993,000 in Maui.
That is just crazy.
Rent comes in at $2,670 per month, which was in the middle for the state. The cost of living, on the other hand, is the highest in the state, coming in at 171.5% of the national average. The average income comes in at $70,000, which is the middle for the state, and the median income comes in at $57,000, which is the highest for the state. What is very interesting about Hawaii here is that the average and median incomes for all of the counties seems to be on par with many of the average cities and states around the country, but the cost of living and the cost of housing is dramatically higher, which may speak to the fact that there are probably a larger number than average people working in the service industry in Hawaii.
Yeah, and I think that maybe also speaks to the fact that all these billionaires are buying up land in Hawaii, making it harder for the local people to find affordable housing. But That's a whole other podcast. That's a whole other Oprah, no pun intended. Some good things about Honolulu. It's beautiful as fuck, and it's known as the land of rainbows. And what LGBTQ person doesn't want to live in the land of rainbows? It's consistently ranks as one of the best cities in the U.S. for Asian Americans because of the high concentration of Polynesian, Japanese, and other descendants of Asian countries. And the city of Honolulu has a population of over 50% Asian people, making it them the largest cohort in that city. So that's pretty fun.
You can visit Queen Surf Beach for the gay beach scene. If you get a chance, visit the Honolulu Rainbow Film Festival. You can find out more about that at hglcf.org. Also, check out gayislandguy.net for LGBTQ businesses, events, support services that are available for the Honolulu area. And Honolulu's Pride is atypical. It is usually in October. In 2024, it's going to be on October 19th. So
book your flights now.
Right? Get out your calendars and start planning ahead. You can visit honolulupride.com for more information on their Pride.
So congratulations, Hawaii and Honolulu. And if anybody would like to subsidize David and me doing some investigative research to see how accurate these numbers are, please just reach out to us. We're happy to do that for you.
Yeah, a travel company, I think, might be a good one for that.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Make sure you join us next Thursday for the Queer Money Bonus episode, where we're covering the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city to live in the state of Georgia.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Have an amazing weekend.